on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. A lot of exciting, unusual, dangerous things taking place in our world at this very moment. We're going to talk about some of that at the beginning of the broadcast. Then we will slide into talking about Father's Day. What is Father's Day? Then we're going to ask you to call and join in the discussion on your favorite biblical father. What father figure in the Bible do you look at with as having renown and leaving a legacy that is applicable today for fathers? But before we get into that aspect of the broadcast today, we're going to talk about Israel strikes Iran, a preemptive strike. Are you in agreement with it or not? Is it good or bad? Should they or should they not have preemptively hit Iran and their nuclear facilities? What does it connote? What does it tell us eschatologically, theologically, doctrinally, and prophetically? Where are we on God's eschatological timetable when we see what Israel is doing? Should it be something that we are gravely concerned about? I don't know, but how you feel. When the news hit the television, I rejoiced. And I do so because we're seeing the hand of God fulfilling his prophetic word. When God tells us what he's going to do, how he's going to do it, I'm excited about seeing prophecy jumping off the pages and off the screen of our television and newsprint in the world today. God said it. That settles it. It's going to happen just as God said. And I'm thankful for that. I don't know about you, but that gives encouragement to each of our hearts. It should cause us to rejoice in the realization and recognition that God is sovereign. He's on the throne. We've got in our hands the written, revealed word of God, the Bible, and God tells us past, present, and future what he has done, what he is doing, and what he shall do, and how this whole world's going to wrap up. And we're on the fast track. You've heard me say many, many times over the past years and years and years on this broadcast every day. You've heard me say hundreds and hundreds of times what God is doing prophetically and how Israel is the centerpiece of all prophecy and all of the future with what God is doing. It's not a matter of Israel just happens to be a little speck on the map. It's not a matter that Israel is just a little postage stamp of real estate, as some view it. But we have been seeing across America and around the globe in the past 2 or 3 years major anti-Semitism boiling, bubbling, where Jewish people are being slain, beheaded, burned, where we saw on October the 7th, 2023, when about 1,200 Jewish people were murdered, slaughtered, just at one fell swoop by the Islamic jihadists coming in on them. That's just the starting point. And I say that because we had one news commentator last evening on the television that said Israel has started a war. No, Israel's been in a war since May 15, 1948, when God created Israel as a Jewish state, and God gave that to them. And they've been in a constant war. 1967, 1973, 1981, etc. And then the most recent one that was very, very clear was October the 7th, 2023, when 1,200 to 1,400 Jewish people were slaughtered by the Islamic jihadists coming in on them. So the question is, how long should Israel wait? Should they wait until a nuclear weapon hits Israel? Should they have waited until millions, not but 9 million people on the in the nation of Israel, 9 million, about less than half of the state of Florida as far as the population. And yet they are hated of all people. And God's word says that. And God's word also tells us that any nation that comes against Israel, God's going to wipe out, destroy, eviscerate, wipe out off the face of the earth. So if I were Iran and any of the other Islamic jihadist nations, I'd sit up and take notice of what God is doing. God has sustained Israel through war after war after war after war. But let me tell you this in advance. The attacks on Israel, the attacks on a global basis upon Jewish people will escalate in these last days. During the course of the battle that you find in Ezekiel 38 and 39, the war with Russia, I call it World War III, the Battle of Gog and Magog, as some calls it, you're going to find that we are witnessing today the beginning points of that major, major battle. Russia will be involved. We find, according to Revelation chapter 9, China will be involved. We see, according to the scripture in the 38th and 39th chapter of Ezekiel, that Russia will lead five Islamically controlled nations against Israel. So what we're seeing today, ladies and gentlemen, ought not to surprise us, ought not to cause anybody to be frightened, fearful, or afraid in relationship to where it's going. I know where it's going, based on the authority of the scripture. There's no ifs and ands and buts. I don't get up of a morning, go to bed of a night, wondering, I wonder what God's going to do with Israel. I know what God's going to do with Israel. I know how Israel plays in the last days and the part that he plays according to the scripture. I recall one person said a number of years ago, and I have kept it in mind, keep your eyes on Israel. Israel is God's prophetic time clock. The hour hand is on Israel, and the minute hand is on Jerusalem. And I think that's a pretty good statement. I have agreed with that for years. So, ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, after a brief monologue, we're going to get into the issue and invite you to call. Lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31 and 32, Jesus speaking to his disciples said this, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17:17 gives us a declaratory statement about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117 verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord will endure forever. And I've said time and time again, how long is forever? It's forever. It's unending. But yet we have those that do not believe in truth. George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be very factual, very truthful, even today. Truth matters. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. It matters not what side of the aisle you're on, the Marxist Communist Democratic Party, or the so-called conservative Republicans, which there's a gigantic question mark in my mind when you call Republicans conservative anymore. But nevertheless, that's the position I take. But yet the latest survey shows that the millennials do not believe in absolute truth. Headline that is frightening when you look at it. Most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, according to the latest survey, 55% of Americans of 18 to 35-year-old age group say that each person determines their own version of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement in part. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even among our Christian churches. This is the reason I go back to the statements made by the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, God calls on us to stand for truth, learn it, live it, tell it, and be willing to stand and defend the truth, even to death. We're in a society today where more than in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100, that there's a need for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands for the homeowner like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You say, how do I find it? Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's watching, and multitudes in the world today are wondering just what'll happen next. And I'm talking about with the events in the Middle East. I'm talking about the events that hit all headline news last evening when Benjamin Netanyahu, the leader, the head of Israel, made a determination that they were going to strike the enemy called Iran. And so last night, ladies and gentlemen, the IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Group, the Israeli Defense Force of Israel, did a preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read a couple of articles, headlines. We're going to talk about it. We have Dr. Davis and Dr. Phelps on the set with me today in the studio. We're looking forward to our dialogue and discussion on this event in Israel. Then we're going to make a transition and talk about Fathers and Father's Day. So keep that in mind. We're trying to bifurcate the broadcast today simply because of the major, major, major news about Israel, and I believe it is worthy of discussing what it is, if you want to call it that, hot off the press with what's happening, because I don't know about you, but I'm excited when I see God's eschatological clock ticking, and we're witnessing it counting down even today. Headline, at least 20. Dr. Phelps, Dr. Davis, I laugh when I see this. At least 20 top Iranian commanders are killed. Iran claims only cosmetic damage at the nuclear plants. This article reads in part, at least 20 senior Iranian commanders, including the RGC, Aerospace Force Commander, and others were killed in Israel's attack on Iran on Friday. Two regional sources tell the news press. Despite Israel claiming it caused significant damage, including destroying an underground centrifuge facility, Iran claims most of the damage at the enrichment plant is only surface level. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that could be possible. Here's why. I understand that most of the nuclear fissile material that is being developed in Iran is in hardened bunkers, steel and concrete, and in some cases between 3 and 5 miles under the surface. So to really get to the Israeli manufacturing of nuclear material, they've got to have what's called bunker busting bombs to do so. Now, I'm of the opinion that Israel already has those. They were purchased supposedly purchased from America some 2 years ago. Whether that delivery was ever made, only God knows. It's not been publicized. But I personally believe Israel has those devices. And if they do, at a point in time, as this escalates, of which I believe it will, I believe they will use them and clean the clock for Iran. In the meantime, Iran will be using, I believe, drones to carry out the mission. They do not have the ballistic missiles that will be necessary, because from the point in Iran to Israel is about 3,000 miles. It's like firing a missile from California to the East Coast, and that's about the distance that we're dealing with. And I believe that it's going to intensify. It's not going to happen, overnight. It's going to intensify. It's going to spread, in my most humble opinion. We're already seeing the Islamic jihadist nations like Turkey and Egypt and all of the others in the Middle East, as well as foreign nations that's now blaming Israel and claiming Israel has started a war that could go into a world war. So where are we going? What do we need to know? We're going to talk about that on the broadcast today. Dr. Phelps, take a moment and share with us your thoughts as to what Israel did, why they did it, and was it necessary?
One of the things we learned from the scriptures is that Israel has a right to defend itself.
Yes.
They have a right to protect their people, the homes, families, and children from destruction from the jihadists. And I believe that Israel has the right to do what they're doing, and they need to enter into Iran and deal with these people who are terrorists. Mm-hmm. And we will see in the future just how effective they really are.
Absolutely. Dr. Davis, what say you?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to say good morning to all of my family and friends that are listening on today. Amen. Shout out to my wife and everyone that are listening. Amen. I want to say it's a great day to be saved.
Amen.
Praise God, because we know someone who knows it all, mm-hmm. and that's God. We have to understand again that God did give Israel the land, and he gave them the permission to defend themselves just as well as anyone else. But here's what I love about the being saved thought, just that thought. It takes the fear out of there's going to be a war, mm-hmm. or anything that's called the end of time, because we don't have to worry about judgment or anything else, because God is still in control. There's nothing that's happening right now that he's not still yet in control.
Amen.
But I still thank God that Israel is who they are, and we need to understand who they are to us as the New Testament church. Because if it had not been for them, we would not have been partakers of the divine blessings that he put upon Father Abraham that would be shared among all the seed,
amen.
Of the whole earth. And that's where we're covered on today. So we don't have to worry about that. But I'm having other thoughts that somehow they're going to try to blame President Trump for the things that are happening.
they're already doing that.
And
yes.
They're going to try to drag the U.S. into this war some kind of way, because they're going to say, if you hadn't provided Israel with the weapons that they're using now, they wouldn't be able to do all of this damage.
Well, it sounds like something Governor Newsom in California might be articulating even now. And by the way, just as a little footnote to what you just said, right now Gavin Newsom says that the riots, the insurrection, the anarchy that is taking place in California, President Trump caused that. By calling in the National Guard, and by the way, two federal courts ruled last evening. One said that President Trump had to withdraw the National Guard because he didn't have the authority. That was the governor's. And another appeals court, a federal court, overruled that court and said he does have the right, and put a stay for, I think, a week or 10 days, put a stay on it until it could be fast-tracked to the Supreme Court. But we're witnessing the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party that's trying to use the courts and the puppet judges in order to carry out what they cannot do politically and what they're trying to do to undermine and eviscerate the constitutional rights and authorities of the president. And right now, if I can just digress from where I want us to go, digress for a moment, you know, it is the Walton heiress, I believe her name is Christy Walton, happens to be worth about $19 billion, that now has been promulgating and setting up and planning what is called No King's Day, No King's Day, which is supposed to be the 14th, which is President Trump's birthday, and she's claiming that President Trump has wanted to have this great show of military power for his birthday. It's not. It's promoting and celebrating the 250th year of our military in America. But she has gotten groups in every state, all 50 states, to have what I call a day of rage, where we will watch the balance of this week, where the people with thugs will be in the streets, burning American flags, burning buildings, rioting, pounding police cars, trying to destroy anything that's called authority in the United States of America. All of that's promulgated and pushed to try to tear down and destroy President Trump's authority and his administration. So we can expect this to be exacerbating in the next several days across America.
And here's another thing that the Socialist Marxist news networks are not reporting. There are many citizens in Iran that are thanking God for what Israel has done and for what President Trump is doing for Israel and for the talks, all the negotiations he's done to try to get them to come together and make peace or treaty, and they still yet refuse to do it. I mean, I was blown away. I mean, I did like you this morning. I turned through the channels to watch various news networks that are positive, on the positive level, and I saw some of the correspondents from Iran and from the other countries, Armenia and certain other countries in that area, that were praising what Israel did, because they said that they knocked out all of these people who are actually, that they don't even welcome.
That's right.
In the land, and they live in the country right with them. So this is what was so amazing to me.
Well, Dr. Davis, you touched on it, and I will remind our listeners. In 2009, while Barack Hussein Obama was the puppet president then, there was an opportunity, there was an uprising in Iran where the people demonstrating in the streets wanted to remove the Ayatollah and get their nation back on track with doing what is right on a global basis. America had the opportunity to join in and help that overthrow. Barack Hussein Obama chose otherwise and backed away from it, criticized the Iranian people for wanting to replace the leadership, and we have the results of it today. And, of course, it was through Barack Hussein Obama and also with Joe Biden that provided the billions of dollars of and pallets of cash that was delivered to Iran and the Ayatollahs there years ago. As a result of that, they've been able to carry out what they wanted to do and develop the nuclear program. It was the Barack Obama and Joe Biden puppets, if you please, useful idiots, as the Islamics call it, that set the stage for where we are today, that gave the leave for Iran to develop the nuclear weapons. And this is the reason President Trump said no, did not want to take part in it. In fact, I'm looking at an article. We'll touch on this and take our callers. Trump says, headline, Trump says he gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum. Today is day 61, he said. Now they have perhaps a second chance. The article reads, U.S. President Donald Trump says he gave Iran 60-day ultimatum on nuclear deal before Israel strikes, adding Tehran now has a second chance. 2 months ago, I gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum to make a deal. They should have done it. Today is 61. Well, it literally was about 3 hours into the 61st day when the strike took place. I told them what to do, but they just couldn't get there. Now they have perhaps a second chance, President Trump says in the post to Truth Social. Erdogan in Egypt slams Israel's banditry, he calls it, after Iran's strike. So we're witnessing prophetic words, text, come to play. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen, and I want to wish you all a happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Kenneth.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to say, I mean, I was going to dance. I'm like Dr. Youngblood. I'm less than 100 years old. But when I heard that Benjamin Netanyahu hit Iran, I was dancing, man. I'm chatting, and I hadn't danced in a long time. But I think one of the navigators in one of the planes from Israel, we had military planes, those tankers, they were loading them up with fuel. Because, I mean, it's like 1,000 or something miles. Loading up with fuel and loading them up, coming back. I saw that on CBN, I think. And they showed it. I was like, yeah. And, you know, President Trump, it's like Iran. They be dragging their foot. I guess President Trump said, okay, we're going to drag our foot too. And we're going to support Israel. I don't care what you say.
Well, Kenneth, you touched on a very important point. There are a lot of people that are saying, a lot of people, a lot of nations, a lot of anti-Trumpers, a lot of people that are anti-Jew, Jewish today, that are trying to cast the blame on Israel for what is being done. Israel is simply protecting its borders. Israel
yes,
is simply protecting its people. And what Benjamin Netanyahu has done through the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, they've gone against the enemy, trying to cut the head of the snake off, the head of the snake, not the snake, head of the snake off, in order to have peace in Israel. One of the things, Kenneth, that most are not aware of and pay no attention to is what the Bible says. Let me say this first. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, over and over and over, there's a resounding, repeated statement where God talks about Israel as my people, my land. And it's God's land, and it's God's people, and God has Israel, the apple of his eye, in his hand. And he says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, and when they shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I'll make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, and all that burden themselves with it shall be cut to pieces." Now, God says it, that settles it. We know where it's going. We know the end result. God's going to protect the apple of his eye, the Jewish people and the Jewish nation. So, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. We've got others waiting, but God bless you and keep looking up. Dr. Phelps, what say you in relationship to this preemptive strike of Israel against Iran? Is it good? Is it necessary? Should they have just waited? What is the protocol, as we see it as Christians, that should have been taken?
Well, one of the comments I should like to make is that Israel is doing what they think is right. It is the strike they intend to weaken or to perhaps eliminate the possibility of a nuclear strike from Iran. And that would save the lives of a lot of people, including citizens then who are in Israel but not Israelites, mm-hmm. even the Muslim people.
That's right.
And so they're doing what they think is right in order to bring protection and hopefully peace in the Middle East.
Absolutely. One of the things that I think is necessary to realize, and I'm amazed at this, most may not be aware of the fact that Israel is a nuclear power. Israel has the capability of dropping one nuke on Iran and making it a desert. It takes great restraint for them not to do that. I'm amazed at that kind of restraint when their life, their nation, is in danger, and yet they sit back and do not use the power that they really control to protect themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us today. We're looking forward to picking up after the news. We're going to complete our thought in relationship to what is happening with Israel and Iran and go into the subject of Father's Day and the favorite father that you see in the scripture, biblically speaking. Thank you for tuning in. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.